Okay, the sugya of Shemesh HaMasa L'Shaymer. Let's see a piece of Gemara inside. As you know, Rava is on the Amid Beis. We can't talk about it without Rava, but let's see, let's start the Gemara. Itmar. Shemesh HaMasa L'Shaymer, Rav Amar Pater, Rav Yechanan Amar Chayiv. What is the Tam HaMachlaikis? Amar Abaya, the Tam HaDerav. Certainly a potter. You improve the shmira. Potter, my time, the hamasr lebendas. Because there's a mesira to a bendas. And so what's the hesber? If you give it to a bendas, you didn't do anything wrong. There was no pshia. I gave it over. I accepted that I'm going to take care of it, and I took care of it. I gave it over to a bendas. So Gemara says, Abaye says, the svaras hamachlaikis. That Rav's tam is the hamasri lebendas, and Shmuel's tam is because of Eirut Saini Shepik Dainai Biyad Acher. That's Abaye's hesber. We will have Rav's hesber, who says At mehemenis li b'shvua heich le mehemen li b'shvua. But everyone seems to agree that Rav's tam is the hamasri lebendas. Now, even though we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, we don't paskin like Rav. Afal Pikein, Rav's Shita is Nageya Ladina in many, many tziurim, many examples that come up where Rav's din is Nageya Lahalacha. One case is the case I discussed with you on Thursday, where you have a Shemer Aveda who gives it over to a second Shemer. Someone's a Shemer Aveda and he gives it over to a second Shemer. As is a common case. So as we discussed on Thursday, by Shemer Aveda Shemasa L'Shemer, Rabbi Yechanan is Maidah to Rav, that Shemer Shemasa L'Shemer is Potter. Because there's no taina, if you find an Aveda, there's no taina that Eirut Saini She'epik Taini Biyad Acher. If you find something on the floor, you can give it over to a Bendas, because there's no taina, and that's meisim b'chol yayim. People find things, and they give it over to a lost and found in camp, or they give it over to a lost and found. I don't know if a lost and found is good. Lost and found is left wide open for everybody, so I'm not sure why that's good. But if you give it over to someone that'll be shomer it, that'll control it, so then there's no, then we pass them like rats. Other cases that we pass on like Rav? Any other cases? Anybody? That there's no taina. So there's an important taisis on the Amid Beis. We'll turn over for a minute. You don't have to know the whole Gemara. Just the taisis at behemnis li b'shvua. Right? Rabbi Yechanan holds Shemesh HaMasa L'Shemer is chayiv. Why? So we have two reasons. Abaye's reason is because Eirut Saini She'epik Taini Biyad Acher, and Rava's reason is Am Mehem Nisli B'Shvua. So they're both saying this reason for the same psak, for a Yechanan psak that Yechayiv. But Tosis says an afkamina between Rav and Abaye in Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan holds Shemesh HaMasa L'Shemer is chayiv. We have two possible reasons why Shemesh HaMasa L'Shemer is chayiv. Either because of Eirut Saini She'epik Taini Biyad Acher, or because of Am Mehem Nisli B'Shvua. So Taisvis, I have two nafkaminas, Ad Mehem Nisli B'Shvua. Lakach. Well, normally you pass like Rav against Abaya. So we pass the Rav's reason, Lakach, therefore, Hecha Shashayma Rishin Yochalish Baal Ha'inis. What happens? The first Shayma saw the Ha'inis. He saw what happened. And he could swear that it was Nanas. I show you Eidim B'davar. Well, there were witnesses, you don't have to swear. Potter. So Tosis says that here you have another case we pass on like Rav, where there are Edim, there are witnesses that the second Shomer in his house, it was Nansa. So there's no Chiyuv Shvuah. Anytime there's no Chiyuv Shvuah, Rava says that Rabbi Yechon will be made to Rav. A Shomer Shabbos L'Shaim is Potter. Because the whole reason Shomer Shabbos L'Shaim is Chayiv is because of Shvuah. So if there's a case we don't have to swear, there are Edim that it was Nansa, there's no Chiyuv Shvuah, so then everyone will agree to Rav that Shomer Shabbos L'Shaim is Potter. Tosis says another case. First place to say, Afilu Masla Cheir Shet V'Katan, Umeisa Rishusam, Kivin Da'apa Beis Shomer Rishnais Umeisa. The Malachamavis Malihach Malihasam. Say the Rava, she said, Tavish Rabbi Yechon, I'm like Habayi, don't mishum me mitzayni, Bechein Halacha to Rava. So Tosis is saying that even if he gave it over to his Cheir Shet V'Katan, but it died Ba'inis, that's your Potter. So comes out that we have already two sets of cases, well, more, where we pass the Shem Shemos L'Shem as Potter. So although the Halach is Shem Shemos L'Shem is Chayiv, but there are cases where Shem Shemos L'Shem is Potter. The question that we're going to deal with today is the following Shaila. Let's say someone found a garkel in shul by us. So he brought it over to me, and he gave it to me that in case anyone claims it, I should give it to him. So I put the garkel on the bulletin board. We have a locked bulletin board. We start to put it on an open bulletin board like guys doing yeshiva. You're allowed to do it, but you're chayiv if something happens to it because it's not a shmira. I put it in the place that was locked, and I put up a sign, and it's a year later, nobody claimed it. So what's it in? Right, we found it in an Aveda. And unless you can assume it was Miayish. But let's say the din is Yemunach. Now I'm not interested in holding on to it till Eliyahu comes. It might take a little while. And I don't want to hold it that long. So I want to go back to the person who gave it to me and tell them, look, I did your shlichus, I hung up a sign, nobody claimed it. So you take it back and hold it at Shiavi Eliyahu. He'll tell me, just like I trusted you till now, I'll trust you till Eliyahu Navi comes also. You hold it at Shiavi Eliyahu. Who's right? Who's the Shomer on this thing? Who's now the Shomer? First person. Why the first person? Now my shlichus is up. I should give it back to him. That the Pashta Svara? I did a mitayv. I don't have to do it forever. He's the one who found the Aveda. I'm his shliach. So, I give it back to him. What?
He's giving the shlichus to you.
So what happens if he's giving it to me? He doesn't have anything to do with it anymore.
It's yours.
So you're saying that when he gives it to the second Shomer, he says, I have nothing to do with it anymore. I'm gone. It's yours. What? I, the first person, has a chiyuv shehashava saveda. There's not going to be any hashava on this aveda. It's a shmira.
There's no kiyuv anymore.
What was your last time you did it? I don't know. What was my das? My das was that I'll try to find the owner. I don't think we thought into this the whole scenario.
He doesn't have to think back. You split up, like you said.
I split it with him.
No, is it shmira?
Oh, you split the Shmira and the Echrayas. So who has the Chiyuv Shmira?
Chiyuv Shmira is on the first.
When he found it, he had a Chiyuv Shmira. When he gave it to me, what happened? So what's he doing? When he gives it to me, he's giving away his Chiyuv Shmira. Does he give away his mitzvah? Does he give away the mitzvah? If I find it, I'm a shliach to return it, or... or now I'm the one who's returning it. The Lashon of Shulchan Aruch Harav that I read to you on Thursday was that the Torah made a parasha of shlichus, that it sounded like I'm his shliach, and then if so, I'm just an extension of him. This question, I set up this question in this case, which is not the way what they set it up, but this question basically is Reb Chaim's, comes down to be Reb Chaim's clair in the din of Shem Shem Asal Shem. Reb Chaim doesn't talk about this case, he talks about a few other cases. Reb Chaim clears what happens when one shomer gives it to a second shomer, like Rav. Like Rav, who holds shomer shemasal shomer potter. And who adinli didan in cases where we pastor like Rav, like Bein Aveda, or in the cases where there were Edim Shenensa, that you're potter. Rav said shomer shemasal shomer is potter, shahari masra lebendas. Can understand that. So Reb Chaim two ways. You can understand that who's the real Shomer? The first person. He's the one that accepted Shmira. When he gives it to me, that's a way of watching it. Just like if he puts it in a safe, he could put it in a safe, he's still the Shomer. He goes, rents a safe deposit box, he puts it in a safe deposit box. He's still the Shomer. Just the safe deposit box is the place where he's keeping it. But it doesn't make him a Shomer. So maybe the same thing, when he gives it to me, I'm the safe deposit box. I'm the Shehari Masul Abandas. I'm the person who's watching it for him. He's the Shomer. And I am his method of Shmira. If you learn like this, by Shomer Shemasul Shomer, the first person is still the Shomer. The second person is the way that you're doing the Shmira.
You
have any achrayas? Who? Second? The second person has achrayas, I guess, to the first person, according to this. He's a shomer. The first person was a shomer chinam. He gave it to me. I'm also a shomer chinam. If he gave it to me and paid me, I'm a shomer sacher, whatever the case may be. So one way to learn is that shomer shemasal shomer is just a way that the first person is watching it. And then the first shomer should be chayiv. No, he won't be chayv because he did a good shmirah. If he did a good shmirah and something happened to it, so he's potter. He did a good shmirah. What? It's like he's an einus. He did a good shmirah with it. The second way to understand is that when a shomer gives to a shomer, what he's really doing is passing on the job. I had a job, I'm quitting my job, you take over my job. In Reb Chaim's Lashon, it's a siluk. It's mistalek. The person is removing himself from the Shmira. He's mistalek himself, he removes himself. And when the first person gives it to the second person, there's a change. The first person's gone, he's out of the picture. The second person is now takes over as the Shomer for the original person. Hari Masul Abendas would mean he gave over the job to a bendas, the job of Shmira, he gave over to someone else. So mainly he's potter. This is a second way to understand. What? Second one agreed? If I tell you, you...
If Rabbi knew that it was going to be a year, he never would have found out.
You mean an Aveda case?
Right.
All right, I told about the Aveda case. I'll talk about the Aveda case. Maybe an Aveda case is worse, because people are reluctant to get stuck with an Aveda Chiyav Elio. But let's say in a regular Shomer Shemasal Shomer, to think about if Aveda is different. Regular Shomer Shemasal Shomer, Rav says his partner. I mean, someone gave me something to watch. I go over to the second person, Shomer. I say, listen, Yanku gave me something to watch, so I'm giving it to you. You are taking over for me. Even if I don't speak it out, I just give it to you to watch. Pshat is, you're taking over, and I'm the starlight from the Shmir. Now, yeah.
So if you don't learn, it's a kabbalah sabayis, and I give it to the second person, so maybe that the other guy.
either way, I'm off the hook. Either way, I'm off the hook. I mean, if he had a prior criminal record, then I'm a pesher by giving it to him. But let's say he's a regular, normal person. And now he go and broke. He has nothing to pay with. So if you hold that I'm a salak, myself, the word is that I'm allowed to pass on this job. That's the job.
I
should need the first person's haskama. How am I misalik myself? So what's the answer? So really the question is, which one of Reb Chaim's two mahalchim is more mistaver? Which one of Reb Chaim's mahalchim is more mistaver? I think we all agree. It's rare that everybody agrees. At least everyone's speaking up at least. It's more mistaver which way? That the first person added a picture, or are they still in the picture? I would think Reb Chaim's chiddush is the second way. The first way sounds much more mistaver. Shemer shemas l'sha. I'm the shemer. I agreed to be a shemer. All right, so I can give it to someone else. How did I become a shemer? To say the first person's added the picture is a bit of a chiddush in lamdis. Although I think most people think of it the other way. Most people think of it that if I find something and I go and I put it in the lost and found by camp, so I'm out of the picture. Isn't that what most people think? No? If you find something in camp, so you did it, so I did my job, finished, I'm out of the picture. At the end, someone's going to tell you, you know, you really have to go get it back. And you have to hold it till Yo comes. Be a chiddush to you. I mean, most people think of it that they patted themselves, that they give over the job, so to speak. But Veda is even worse. In Veda, I have a mitzvah saseh of Hashavas Aveda, so I can make someone a shliach to do it.
You never appointed to do it. Shaymer, I appointed you to be a shaymer. What right do you have to pass on somebody else without my permission? Just because he found the vendor.
Well, the Torah may be a shaymer. I could pass it on.
Yeah.
Because the Torah says the parasha shlichus. When you made me a shaymer, I have to do it. You see, I have to do it like you would want. So Rav holds pashtus that that's not a chesaron. That Harry Moshe Levin Das, he doesn't hold any mitzvah shevita to be at after pashtus. He seems to say that as long as you give it to a good person, I mean, it would seem that if you find something in camp, everyone agrees you can't give it to a cotton to give it to the lost and found. No, you give it over to a cotton. One of your campers, tell him to bring it there. Could you do that? No, you find a baseball glove in camp. So you give it over to a cotton that he should bring it to the head counselor. That's certainly awesome, no? Yeah, okay, I know, I understand that. I understand. So I'm allowed to give it to a cotton to bring to the lost and found. Mustam not. Huh? And give it to a cotton? No, mustam. What happens if I say, I'll give it to the cotton, if he loses it, I'll pay. So I can't do that either. A shaver can't lose it and pay. So you can't give it to a cotton. Okay, I think we have to give shear and camp on Hilchus Aveda. I think everyone thinks that they do the right thing with an Aveda. Stomach also. And what about to put it in a big box that they leave on a table in Rosh Hashanah? It's also mistamasa. If you find that Vedic, you can put it in a box that anybody could go to.
The camp's box.
What? Camp's box. They're allowed to do that with an
Aveda. Well, when they do that, they
when? If the camp where I go to, they send letters to the parents that if you don't claim it within, we're going to give it away. I mean, they're hitting the parent. Hitting the parents. It's the first time I was there in the end of the summer, I had this mishigas. I looked through things. There were things that looked valuable that had names on it. So I started taking it out and mailing it, and it was a suit. And later on, they told me that most people are just not interested. It's a funny thing in America. We're Baruch Hashem, we're wealthy people. So people give the kids a suit for camp, so they have to camp. Yeah. Before they send it, they miayish some people. The people who the parents scream at the kids if they don't come home with it, they're the ones that find it. You understand? The ones left in the... So I don't know, you're allowed even an open place. Maybe clothing you could leave. Don't know if a kid who's not his is going to take it. a baseball glove or a baseball bat or a ball. What? It's the best system to leave it open. You're a shimer. What should you do? You have to hold it till the person climbs it. You have a big bulletin board and you put up all the sign with all the people should call. Anyway, getting back to Reb Chaim, I would tend to agree that Reb Chaim's second mahalach is a big chiddush. Let me tell you what Reb Chaim says, because that's easier, and then I'll tell you his raya, and that's harder. So first of all, what Reb Chaim says, and second of all, his raya, which we'll try to understand, maybe someone will be able to help me with it. Reb Chaim says that this is the machlokes Rav Reb Yechanan. Rav Reb Yechanan are arguing, mamish in this lamdus, Rav holds that Shaymer Shemassel Shaymer is Mesalik himself. That when one Shaymer gives something to a second Shaymer, the first Shaymer is passing on the job, he's removing himself. Therefore, later on, when it comes time to swear, something happens to the Aveda, there's a Chi of Shvua. So the first Shaymer says, me swear? I don't have to swear. I passed on my obligation. My obligation is passed on to him. And I have no chiyuv shvua. You can't tell me, at mehem esli b'shvua, you lay mehemin. When can you say, at mehemin? If I have a chiyuv shvua, and I want to be yaitza with someone else's shvua. So if I'm a chiyuv shvua, and I'm saying, look, I can't swear, let the Pliny swear, so then you have a taita to me, at mehem, I only trust you in a shvua, I don't trust him. But Rav says, I don't have a chiyuv shvua at all. I'm a shaymer. When I'm Masroi Leben Das, I'm not a shaymer anymore. And since I'm not a shaymer anymore, so I'm Nistalik Lagamri, there is no chiyuv shvua. So you can't tell me, at mehem is libe shvua, I want you to swear. What do you mean you want me to swear? I'm not chayev in a shvua. I passed it on. That's Shitas Rav. Rabbi Yechanan holds that there is no siluk. That Shaymer Shemassel Shaymer is not a siluk. Just the first Shaymer is watching it by giving it to the second Shaymer. Memneil, Zok Reb Yechanan, comes out when there's a Chi of Shvua, who's the Shaymer? The first one is the Shaymer. He's the one that has a Chi of Shvua. Since he's the one that has a Chi of Shvua, he can't say, let the other person swear. Because the mafkid will say, at mehemin esli b'shvua, you lay mehemin. It's your chiyuv shvua. You can't tell me take somebody else's. You're mechuyev in the shvua, not him. And in Eila, it's your chiyuv. It's your chiyuv shvua. So Zok Reb Chaim, that he, the way he understands the Gemara, is Zeu Gufa, the machlaik is between Rav and Rav Yechanan. Rav holds the chiddush of siluk, that when I give it over, I'm a suluk legamri, that's why I'm totally potter. And Rabbi Yechid holds no. Shemesh Shemassel Shemer is passing on, is a way of watching it. The Chiyuv Shvua is chal on the first Shemer. It's on the first Shemer. If he can't swear, he's got to pay. Because that man was Libeshvua, you let man Libeshvua. So, this is the way that Reb Chaim learns. The problem, well, let me tell you Reb Chaim's Raya. Reb Chaim's Raya in Rav is from the fact that Rav holds potter even if a Shaymer Sachar gives it to a Shaymer Chinam. If the first Shaymer is a Shaymer Sachar and he gives it to a Shaymer Chinam, it's also, like Rav, it's also potter. Gerue Gara L'Shmira Asai, it's an inferior Shmira. And you're still potter. What's a svara? What's a svara? Huh? I gave it to a bendas. I gave it to a bendas. Dr. Chaim. That svara doesn't make sense if you don't hold siluk. If you don't hold of siluk, if you hold that I have to watch it, And I want to satisfy my chiyuv of watching it by giving it to a second person. And I'm timing. I watched it. I gave it to a second person. If the second person is garue gara, is worse, so I didn't do a good shmira. You gave it to me to do a shemesachatik shmira. I'm saying I did it. I gave it to the second person. But he did a shemechinam dik shmira. That second person shmira can't be yaitza my shmira. It's inadequate. I accepted a shemesachah shmira, which is a more careful shmira. Now I gave it to shemechinam. It can't be. It can't be that Rav held that the first person is yaitza shmira with the second person. Rav couldn't have held of the first mahalach. Because the first mahalach says the first person is yaitza shmira by giving it to the second. Elamai. He holds of siluk. And if you hold of siluk, then it makes sense. I guess that's what I was going to ask in a way. But I would ask it a little more than that. The first question is, how am I allowed to do it in the first place? So if I wanted to be picky with you, I could say, maybe I'm not allowed to do it in the first place. The question is, if I did it already, am I potter? So if you phrase it, how am I allowed to do it as far as whether I'm allowed to, we could clear. Maybe I'm not allowed to. Maybe Rob is just saying potter. However, the question is still a good question because Ratzim Chaim say that when the first person gave it to the worst person, he passed on, he says, it's a siluk, so everything makes sense. But how does that work? How can I be misalik myself? How can I remove myself? How can I remove myself from the shmira by giving it to the second person? Rav Chaim says, then it makes sense. If it's a siluk, then it makes sense. The shemesach gave to a shemechinam. The shemesach has added a picture. So now the shemechinam has his dinim. What's missing in the Rav Chaim is I don't understand. Rav Chaim doesn't explain why I'm allowed to do it. Why it works. Why it works, whether I'm allowed to do it l'chadchilo or not, but with the evidence works that once I gave it to him, I passed on the shmira. Now how does that work? The first person paid me to watch it, and I'm giving it to a second person, I'm saying I'm removing myself. Now he becomes the shayma. So that part of the Reb Chaim, I don't understand. Reb Chaim spends a few lines explaining it. I don't know. How does that work? How does a Shemesach, give it to a Shemechinam, and he's Mesulik? He gets out of the picture? That Nakuda in the Reb Chaim, I don't understand. Yes? So you're making it worse. You're making Reb Chaim worse. Saying it makes more sense the first way than the second way. But can you understand the second? Could you say the same explanation with the second mahalach? That going with Reb Chaim's second mahalach, that I'm a salik myself, could you? But then could you explain how Groy Gorlish Mirase works? Reb Chaim is saying that if you hold your masalik yourself, then it's more understandable that then you can be Megareya Yashmir, you can go from Shemesafa to Shemesha. So what you're making worse, you're saying you may understand it the first way, but you're not explaining it the second way.
I don't understand at all.
The whole idea of Siluk.
I don't know. No, the whole idea of Siluk, I don't understand why. I don't understand
it. It fits into the Gemara rather pretty well.
How?
It fits into Rav, it fits the Shitas Rav. That's Abaya. I'm talking about Rava. Rava said the time is out, Mehemes Libishvua. Going like Rava. Why can't I give it? You only have a time out, Mehemes Libishvua. You don't say I can't give it to someone else. Fine. I'm the one who's trusted with the Shvua. That's fine. So Rava is saying, I'm trusted with, if I have any Shvua, I'll swear it. If I have no Chiv Shvua, I gave it away.
I gave it to you to watch.
Yeah. The taina is not that I can't give it. We're going out like Rava, I could give it. And if it's going to be nanas viad sheni, then it'll be fine. Reb Chaim adds a nafgamina in this whole story, which is really where Reb Chaim is coming from. Reb Chaim is coming from a Bava Kama inyan. I'm not going to go into the whole Arichas of Reb Chaim, just to tell you the nekuda he's going on. He has a shaila. If the animal is mazik, the halacha is, if you give me something to watch and the animal is mazik, the shomer is chayim. The shomer is nichnas tachas habaylim. If you give me an animal to watch, the shomer is instead of the balabas, and the shomer is nichnas tachas habaylim, and he's chayiv on mazik. So Reb Chaim talks about some place the Rambam derived it, but he declares, if you give me something to watch, and I give it to someone else, and it's mazik, whether I, the first shomer, have any chiyuvim or not. If you hold that I was misalik myself when I passed it on to the second person, then I have no chiyuvim. I remove myself from it. If you hold that I was that I'm still a shomer, this is just a method of shmirah, then I'll still be chayiv, then I'm still a shomer. So that's where Reb Chaim is going in Hilchos Niskei Mamon with this, which is at least for now not our inyan, not our topic, but that would be enough gemina between the two ways. That's what Reb Chaim says. What's the din if you give a child over to someone to watch and is mazik? The babysitter's chayiv? If you give a child to someone to watch, you give it to a babysitter. The child is mazik, is the babysitter chayiv? What? Huh? What? Yeah, no kash is not a kash. No shah is not really a shah. Because the parent isn't chayiv and the babysitter is not chayiv. Nobody's chayiv. The child is mazik, the opposite of what everyone thinks. Everyone thinks if the child is mazik, huh? What? When he grows up, he's not chayiv. Cotton is pigiyah seira. It's not good to have a shiloh with a cotton. Someone comes to you and says, your children are playing football, they scratched up my car. You say, that's terrible. I feel so bad for you. Steinman spoke in Torah Mesorah last week. I have the tape, I just heard the beginning. He gave an example of Das Balabayas Hepech Das Torah. He's saying how what people think at first glance, Das Balabayas Hepech Das Torah. He gave an example. He said, yes, the Balabas, if my child is mazik, am I chayiv? So every balabas understands that if your child is mazik, that your parents have to pay. He said, yes, then you're telling your cat, you know, your cat came into my field and it ate my berries. So he said, most balabatim would think you're potter. I don't know what balabatim would think because we don't have animals. He said, the Torah is the opposite. The Torah says, if your child is mazik, you're potter. If your cat is mazik, you're chayiv. Child is mazik, there's no chiv on the parents. But at any rate, this Reb Chaim sounds like Reb Chaim's a chiddush. The whole idea of siluk, it sounds like Reb Chaim's a chiddush, which, you know, a lot of Reb Chaim's chiddushim, you get the feeling if Reb Chaim would be here, he could convince me, but until Reb Chaim comes, it's hard to see the chiddush. What does it mean? I'm a salik myself. Truth is, though, if you take out a Shulchan Aruch, you see that it's not Reb Chaim. Really, Reb Chaim's Chiddush of Siluk has a number of possible Makairis, and one of them is in the Ketzais. Which we're going to learn now, a Chiddush of the Ketzais. I just wanted to mention to you the whole idea of Siluk. It's very geschmack. This is not the Ketzais I'm going to talk about. Just I mentioned to you a Ketzais in the past. The Ketzais says a shomer has a chiyuv to watch it, not a chiyuv to return it. That was the Ketzais's lashon. A shomer has to watch it until the Baalim pick it up. He doesn't have a chiyuv hashava. There's a chiyuv shmirah. It's very nice, the idea that I could be misalik myself by giving it to someone, shtims with the ktsais. If I have a chiv hashava, so then how do I do my chiv hashava by passing it on? If I have a chiv shmira, so shmira, it's easier at least to understand. A chiv shmira, I pass on to someone else, I'm out of the picture. Maybe you could tell me a chiv hashava, you could also pass on to someone, but at least a chiv shmira is really easy. Akapanim, let me read to you a case in Shulchan Aruch. It's actually from a sugya later, but I'll read it to you from the Shulchan Aruch. Maisa, it starts. Maisa Be'echad. What? This is Reish Tzadik Aleph, Sif Chav Gimel. Okay, Reish Tzadik Aleph is Dina Shemesh Masal Shemir. Basically, all the Tzais Nasivis on the Indian are here. Maisa Be'echad. Shehifkid Mois Itzel Chaveirai. V'nosnam hashomer li'imai. The shomer passed it on to his mother. Is he allowed to do that? To b'nei beisai? Right, the Gemara is going to say b'nei beisai. You're allowed to pass on to b'nei beisai. V'chbiya oisam v'loitomna oisam. And the mother didn't do a shmira like a shomer would have to do. A shomer has to hide it in a very good place. The mother just put it in the drawer. V'loitomna oisam v'nignavu. It was stolen. Now, if the first Shomer would have just put it in a drawer, he'd be chayiv. You should know that if you ever mekabel shmira from someone, it's not good enough to watch the thing he gives you as you watch your own things. It's not good enough. It's not a taina. You can't say, this is the way I watch my money. I put your money with my money and I did it. It's not emes. You have to watch it better than you watch your own things. When you get something to watch, you have a bigger chiyuv. If you go swimming in camp and you leave it in your pants pocket, you leave it on your bed, even though you do it with your money all the time, if it's someone else's money, you're chayiv. You can't leave his money laying out. There are different chiyuv shmira. If you want to play it safe and you get something, you tell someone, I'll watch you, you make it tonight. You tell, I'll watch it the way I watch my own things. You could do such a thing. But stamazai, it's not enough. What happened here is the mother did that. She watched it like she watches her own things. She didn't do a good shmira. And it was stolen. So here, we come up with a unique case. Zakta Shulchan Aruch, Amru Chachamim, Ein HaShomer Chayev L'Shalom. Now who should have to pay? The Shail is the Shomer and the mother. Ein HaShomer Chayev L'Shalom, B'mnei Nosnan Le'imai. He gave it to his mother. We're going to learn in the Gemara soon. Call hamafkir al das banav ubnei baisei umafkir. If you give something to someone to watch, anybody in his household is included. If you give me something to watch, I might give it to my wife, I might give it to my children, whoever lives in my house. So the shomer is zicher pater. That's another case where Rabbi Yechon is mayid the shomer shemasal shomer is pater. V'afal pishaloi amar lehem pekadin hu. Even though the shomer didn't tell his mother it was a pekadin, yesh loy litay. No, my mother's going to watch my thing better than your thing. So if I didn't have to tell my mother it's someone else's, that's good. So the shomer is pater. What about the mother? What's the din of the mother? Should the mother be chayiv? Huh? Should the mother be chayiv? Someone gave something to the child to watch, the child gave it to the mother. The child did not tell the mother it's someone else's. The child just, someone gave him $100 to watch. So he gave it to his mother. He said, Mommy, watch this. He didn't say it's someone else's. Why is the mother different? Oh, but they basically, that the Gemara will say, that when you give something to someone to watch, you understand that anybody who lives in his house may watch it. Right? He's going to put it down and leave the house. Someone else in the house. So Shemir Shemassel Shemir, the first person's potter. The mother, the chayin imai, ain imai chayev es l'shalem. Sharei lo yamala shehin pikadin. No one told her it was a pikadin. So therefore the mother is also off the hook. She didn't do anything wrong. She wasn't mekabel achrayus anymore. You hear the case? The son is pater, the mother is pater, and it was nignava. It was stolen. It could well be, even if it was a Shemes Sachar, would normally be Chayiv on Geneva. Actually, here it was even a type of Pshia, because it wasn't put away properly. And everybody's potter. except that they have to swear. Now it says here, who has to swear? This is where we get to what's going to be the Gatas. This din is a din based on a Gemara. It's a chab. It's a case where everyone's potter. The Shomer is potter, he gave it to a Bnei Beisai. That gets him off the hook. The mother is potter, she didn't know it was a Pekad. Everyone's potter. Who has to swear? Amru Chachami. Two Shulis. Yishba HaShomer, Shoyse Mois Asman Heb Shenasal Iman. Who knows if this $100 are the same $100 he gave his mother? He has to swear that it was the other person's $100 he gave his mother. And the mother has to swear, Nignavu, Viftur Shneyem, and they're both potter. Now that's a case based on the Gemara. That's not the big Chiddush. The Chiddush is the Ramah. V'dafke b'mois. This Gemara and this Shulchan Aruch is dafke by cash. Avol davar mesuyim nishba sheni v'lo yarish. Shad is like this. Someone gave it to me, I gave it to my mother. Does my mother know that what I gave is the same thing? No, it was $100 cash. Someone gave it to me, I gave it to my mother. My mother doesn't know it was the same item. What happens if the thing that was given to me was a davar mesuyim? Davar mesuyim means a unique thing. Someone gave me something to watch. What's a unique thing nowadays? Everything's manufactured. Someone gave me a baseball glove, a used baseball glove. That's Simarim on it. So I gave it to my mother to watch. And my mother's sure she could describe it. She's sure that what I was given. So to Ramah, I'm off the hook. If it's a Chayfitz Mesuyim, so now there's no need for me to swear that the item that I gave was the same item, because it's clear that it was the same item. So then, I'm off the hook. The second person doesn't have to swear. And he's part of it. As I state in the Ramah. Zaktik Tzais. I don't understand. He brings the Ritva who says, what are you talking about? Why shouldn't the first person have to swear? The first person's a shomer. You gave me a baseball glove to watch. A shomer is chayiv. Every shomer is never a shomer is never potter without a shvuah. You gave me something to watch. So why shouldn't I have to swear? Why shouldn't I have to swear? I should have to swear that whatever it is that I did, that I gave it. I did a good shmirah. I gave it to my mother. So the Ritva says that I have to bring either Eidim, if I have two witnesses, I gave it to my mother to watch, I'm also off the hook. Or a Shvuah, I'm a regular Shomer. And I should be off the hook. So guess what the Ketzais is going to say to answer the Ramah? What's an explanation of him being off the hook? Huh? He's going to say, the Ketzais is going to say is that the Ramah, which is a Magen Mishnah, the Ramah holds siluk. What is siluk? Siluk means when I gave it to my mother, I became Ois Shomer and my mother became the Shomer. I'm Chayiv Shvuas HaShomer. The Kasha is, the Ritva's Kasha was, how could the first person be off the hook? He's a Shomer. The Ketzais is going to answer. And his Lashon is the same Lashon as Reb Chaim. When a person passes it on, in a way that you're allowed to, because we pass the shayma normally can give to another shayma. But if you do it in a way that you're allowed to do it, he says, it's a total siluk. And therefore, you can't tell the first shayma you have to swear. Now, if it's cash, and we don't know, he gave it to a second shayma, so that you have to swear. But it's a davar mesuyim. If it's a davar mesuyim that was given over, and the second shomer knows that she got something that belonged to Rishon, now she knows, she didn't know then. Then the second shomer is the shomer. The first one is the stalik legamri. Zaktik tzais, that's the svara of the Ramah, that you're off the hook. So what are we doing? We're taking this idea of siluk. What did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim said siluk is emes according to Rav and not according to Rabbi Yechanan. The Ketzais is saying that even according to Rabbi Yechanan, in a case we are allowed to pass it on, there's this idea of siluk, and the first shaymer who passes it on to the second person, in a case where he's allowed to, is nistalek legamri. He's not part of the deal. He's not a shaymer anymore. He's out of the picture. Not only he doesn't have to hold things on Shiyav Eliyo, but he's even part of Shuas HaShayimrim. He's Misalik himself. He's out of the picture. Now, in Svara, we could still wonder, how does this work? But it's not just that Reb Chaim is saying the Chiddush. It's a Ktsais, and the Ktsais is titled in the Ramah. But that's the Kavanas HaRamah. Why is the first person off the hook? Because of this idea of Siluk. What? She knows she's watching it for the son. But she doesn't know that the son got it from someone else. But so it's an interesting thing. I'm not giving over the job the person gave me because I didn't tell the mother someone gave it to me. So, but she doesn't know it. But I'm giving over the job. I'm watching it. I'm asking the mother that she should please watch it. So the Shimer goes to Shimer. He's giving the job. Little did she know what the job was. But what to do? L'chaira, it's Megarei Agara L'Shmira Asai, which first of all, we said, even the Shimer Safet to Shimer Chinam, that it's Megarei Agara L'Shmira Asai, he's still potter. As long as it says Shmira. And the way the Shulchan Aruch says it, he says it's not even Megareya Shmira, because we assume a mother watches things better for her son than from other people. Which we could argue about. I'm not going to want to get into that line, because it's a line, it says in Shulchan Aruch. We could argue about why it is that way. But what's not clear to us, Be'ikr, is this Chiddush of Siluk Shmira. And the Ktsais brings another marker in Rishayim for this idea. He brings a Machlaikis in the Torah, in a case where you have a shaymer shemasal a shaymer, one shaymer passed it on to a second shaymer, in a case where he's allowed to, he gave it to Ishtayu Lubanov. But every case we're going to have to talk about is a case Rabbi Yechon has made it to Rav, because normally Rabbi Yechon holds Chayiv. So all the cases we have to talk about are cases where Rabbi Yechon is Maida, Shem Shmos Shem is Pater, which we have now three sets of cases, either in Aveda, or Taisis on the Yomid Beis, or Masra Lubnei Beisa. We'll have a fourth one, the Yitzhak Shem tomorrow. But we have cases where Rabbi Yechon is Maida, Shem Shmos Shem is Pater. In a case where Shem Shmos Shem is Pater, someone gives you something to watch, and I give it to my son. And my son is Peshaya. My son is Peshaya. So what's the din? Who has to pay? The son is a gadol, obviously. You can't give it to a katan. I give it to my son who's a gadol. Who has to pay? So who has to pay? Me or him? Huh? So he's chayiv. I'm allowed to give it to him. I handed it to him. He's chayiv. What happens if he has no money? Could they come to me? If he has no money, could they come to me? So in the Torah he says that it's Tali and Machlaikis, the Rambam and the Rosh. That the Rambam Shita is that the first person is Potter. The Rosh Shita is that the second person is Chayiv, but if he doesn't have money, he can go to the first person. Zakti Ktsais, what's it Tali in? What's it Tali in? If the first person is Chayiv or not? Tali in, same thing. See, look. If you hold, when the first person gives it to the second person, the first person is a shaymer. He's just watching it by giving it to the second person. He's still a shaymer. So ratzim izagayva, you can money from him. If you hold the concept of siluk, then the first shaymer, when he gives it to the second shaymer, is misalik himself legamri. Zaptik tzais, then the first one is off the hook. He gave it to the second person. B'nei Beisai, he's allowed to give it to. He gave it to B'nei Beisai. And once you give it to Bnei Beisai, you passed on the job, and you're totally off the hook. If Bnei Beisai were Peshaya, go to him for payment. Don't come to me. I'm off the hook. Chiddush. One thing I would add is it may be true if you give something to your mother, she watches it just as good for you as for someone else. I don't think that's true if you give it to a son. It's not necessarily so that he... it's not necessarily that way. But if you told the son it's someone else's, so what do we have? We have this idea of siluk. We have... It's Reb Chaim is chashuv enough, but it's not only Reb Chaim. It seems to be a Ramah and Rambam. But the middle person is a Stalik Lagamri. Do I understand siluk, why it should work? I don't think we understand totally why such a thing should work. Why should siluk work? Svara was still left a little bit hanging as to why siluk should work. We should have to come up with a good svara to see if it works. And more than that, we should try to see if everyone agrees with this choice. If everyone agrees with this whole idea. Now, all right, tomorrow we're going to see a Shach Mem Aleph, also Reish Tzadik Aleph, which also may have to do with this idea of Siluk. The Shach Mem Aleph, and on the Shach there's a Nesivis, a short Nesivis, Chav Zayin, which L'chaira, I'm thinking, is also Tali, if you learn Siluk or you don't learn Siluk. So we'll do that, and then it's Hashem. There's a stipler, an interesting stipler. It mixes in here the whole concept of Tchilasim Shia Sefer Ba'inis, which we're going to have in the Gemara on the Yomid Beis. The stipler in the new prince is Lamed Hei. So these are all things. Make sure you keep up with the Gemara ahead. And